Hello, everybody, and welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks, episode 139. I'm Neil.
I'm Annalise.
And today, we have a very special guest. And as we say so many times, we should have this guest on sooner, but like we do so much in podcasting, we're a little bit behind and we kind of suck. So we have Courtney, the quad father from Quadcast and Shrink to Shrink. Are you doing any other podcasts I should know about that I don't know about?
There's one in the works, but no, those are the
nice.
Two.
we were on Quadcast, did the Podlywed game, and mm-hmm. it was a blast. So, mm-hmm. Courtney, welcome. Welcome to Dark Angels and Pretty Freaks.
Well, thanks. As I said after you tweeted me, why did it take so long? What, I thought you just didn't like me, or, you know, you're out traveling the world and, you know, it's laying on beaches everywhere and, you know, I understand it's you're busy and you know, you're breaking your head and cracking your nuts. And,
you know. He's a busy man.
Yeah. I've got pain to inflict on myself. So sometimes it takes me out of the game for a while.
Yeah. Do you find it that it's kind of a relief now that you have a head injury and you can blame it on that?
Oh, it's the best thing ever because I blame everything on that. But the interesting thing too is Annalise has learned too. So she'll tell me something and I'll say, no, you didn't tell me. And she goes, oh no, it's your head injury. So now she can come up with anything. No, you agreed to do this.
The road goes both ways, baby. Yeah. You totally agreed to this already.
Yeah.
Yeah. Don't you remember? This is where we're going out to beers on our Friday night outing. You signed it right here. Right.
I'll pull up the text. Oh, I can't find it right now, but we did talk about it.
She just shows me the light bright and I'm like, oh, I guess I did do that. Before we get into it, Sarah, why don't you because you know how we go and then we roll and it's over. Let everybody know, like where they can find you. We like to do it right off the bat and the podcasts. And if you wouldn't mind, because I actually don't know the story, like a real quick snippet of what got you into podcasting. Cause I came in, I became a fan of yours after you had been doing it for a while. And
for
I haven't
time,
gone back to through the library as much as I'd like to. It's at my head injury. Yeah.
That's sad. I don't know anybody who does that.
Right.
Although I do see, and you guys probably had the same thing, every once in a while, you look at your Libsyn numbers and you're like, how come people are going down? I mean, this month I've gotten downloads of my last 30 episodes. You're like, what's happening? People are going back through the catalog. So that's kind of cool.
It is, yeah.
Okay, so I'm at QuadfatherMFT on Twitter for the Quadcast podcast, where it's me and my buddy Swanee. We just are comedy storytellers and we talk about our lives. And then I have at Shrink to Shrink, and that's Dr. Colleen Mullen. At Coaching Through Chaos.
That's
right. She's coachingthroughchaos.com. And I know we're shrinktoshrink.com and, you know, all those other things. So, and that's where Colleen, who's another therapist, and we take a movie, break it down, you know, could be Gone Girl, could be Inside Out, could be The Martian, could be Creed. You know,
Zootopia.
Zootopia. Thank you. And so we go through those and I pull out like 8 to 10 clips, and then we kind of stop down after each clip and talk about the psychology of what's going on in the movie, and then also how, you know, like communication patterns and family dynamics and things like that. So we try to make it so we apply it to our lives, because who really cares about the movie characters? We're just using them to talk about what we talk about.
Nice. That's great.
So two prong story, and I'll go real quick. Matter of fact, for you on video, see, mm-hmm. there, that's my son.
Oh, hey, son.
Hi.
and behind me is his 100,000 subscriber thing sent from YouTube. It's like a big paperweight.
I'm familiar.
YouTube sends it to people who have 100,000 subscribers. Just got that in the mail. Mm-hmm. And so about 3-4 years ago, he started uploading on YouTube. And he was just uploading Call of Duty gameplay and commentary and things like that. And then I looked around because I love podcasting. And I said, well, we have all the mics, we have all the stuff. And so I started doing stuff on YouTube, but people that want to listen to me don't watch YouTube.
Right.
For kids, right? I mean, you guys have the same thing. You get a ton more downloads of your podcast than you get views on your YouTube.
For sure.
It's just, that's where the audience is. And so then I figured out, all right, well, maybe if I do it as a podcast and put it up on iTunes, that'd be more fun. And so then I called my buddy Swanee And he and I used to. Now, here's the interesting part. He and I used to do cassette tapes. We would record our voices into cassette tapes because we both had long commutes right after college. Mm-hmm. And so I was driving 2.5 hours. So I was like, hey, Swanee, how you doing? Yeah, this is what's going on at work. This is what's going on in my life. This is what I think about this. And I would package it up and mail it to him.
Aww.
He would listen to it and talk back to me. Hey, you were just talking about this. There's, I mean, it's like the longest, most patient, and mine might as well be Pony Express.
Right.
But the longest, most patient conversation that we had. So we, when it came time, he's like, yeah, heck yeah, let's work out and I'll get a mic and we'll figure it out. And so we're just a couple dudes just.
I absolutely love that story.
Yeah, that's a great story.
I love that.
It's like making mixtapes for your girlfriend who moved away to college.
Sure. If your mixtape is you singing, you know.
Sadly, mine was. Yeah, exactly.
You know, if it's Neil's mixtape, it's all about him. Yeah. So.
And anything that I do is going to be about me.
Always. That's why podcasting is great. Very few people can interrupt, and it forces us to have a linear conversation, and you can't derail my story until I'm done with my story. That's right. Why I love
podcasting. Yeah.
Well, you can, but it's.
Yeah.
Well, but then you have people to don't like it as much.
Yeah.
Go to the restroom, Annalise. Let me finish my story. Right.
But you go ahead and talk about that while I go to the bathroom.
Yeah. Well, I am a big fan of yours. And to me, I didn't start listening to your show. I had a very similar experience with Jason the Angry Ginger in 7 Days a Geek. I didn't start listening to your show as soon as I heard about it because to me, you were a podcaster who already made it. I didn't consider you an indie podcaster. I'm like, well, that guy's got enough freaking listeners and he's a pro. What? He doesn't need me to listen. And then I think we started interacting on Twitter even before I even listened to the show. And then I was like, oh, this guy's pretty cool. So I'll listen to the show. And then I listened to the show and I'm like, oh shit, he is a pro.
Not a pro at all. But the reason it sounds the way it does is because I like to edit. Mm. And so like when we go to break and then I put like comedian in there and I have my bumpers and the music and all that, that's all done in post. When we actually go to break, I'm like, all right, and we'll be right back. All right. You want to talk about that next one? Okay. All right. And we're back. I mean, so I used to not want to break and edit because I felt like it's just like, it's not raw. It's not real. Podcasting is all about being real and transparent and all the rest of it. So I didn't want to edit anything out. I didn't want to, you know, put that kind of polished tone on. But then I fell in love with editing, you know, and I got a good editing program. And I'm like, oh man, I think people are used to listening like that. Like almost everybody who listens to the podcast, the first thing they say is, oh, I like that comedy clip on this. I'm like, you realize I was talking for 50 minutes other than that. And the one thing you tell me you like is somebody else who I clipped and put on my show. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Well, you do a really good job, though, of the podcast still sounds fresh and real and present. It doesn't feel canned, so to speak. It doesn't feel like the morning zoo radio show where you have, here's this spot. And that's spot. Cause I know you edit, obviously. God but bless you.
My editing is not, you know, taking out whole sections of whatever.
Right.
It's just Swanee talks slow. And mm-hmm. so sometimes I'll take out his pauses and I'll blame it on his head injury. He did play football and he's got back and all the rest of it. Or maybe he's just slow and the fact that we record at 7 a.m. his time, maybe it doesn't get for the best recording.
Sure. The podcast where you went back and talked about your health issue and the editing you did on that was freaking phenomenal. I felt like I was listening to one of those, the old school 2020, you know, I was like, this is impressive. I mean, it was all so seamless, but at the same time, it felt fresh. In fact, when I started listening, I'm like, because I was obviously working and doing other stuff at the same time. I'm like, wait, this didn't just happen because now we're going back and there's doctors and there's this whole thing. I was freaking enthralled. It was amazing. But but the editing is to me what kept it sounding really fresh. Like it wasn't like, oh, here's an old story and I'm going to throw some clips together and retell the story again.